Gaurasan Goswami was telling Prabhupada that it started raining just so that the kirtan would happen in front of Damodar. And then it stopped raining so that we could go back into the samadhi grounds. Actually, he was just trying to get us out of the Funtori guy. The problem is that wherever there is kirtan, it is in front of Damodar.
I met some of the disciples in Nepal. I was serving in India after the week for 1 year. I was fortunate to have a friend in India. And it's not from there.
Madhuro.
There was a large Pando auction.
Yes, Madhuro.
Yeah. We were there with a Tathagata in Mayapur. Mm-hmm. And he lived for three, he died for some time. And he followed all the principles and regulations for the last 6 months. And he shaved up his head after a few days and he has been teaching on regularly, doing preaching outside every day.
So you recommend him?
Yes. Bhavananda is also there.
He has been initiated by your divine grace some months ago, over a year ago, and I think he is very much fit for Brahmin.
No.
Dietary.
Very
easy. He's not more conscious than a very tall. Tall boy. Tall boy. Very serious.
Some of the blood of us, they say Maya and Krishna, they're different. Some of the days of Maya also different. He is attached to is Krishna's. Maya is Krishna's energy, therefore different and non-different. Siddhartha, Siddhartha, Vishishtadvaita, Madhyacharya-daitava, where Ramanucharya-vishishtadvaita, Nimmasa-daitava-daitava. In this way, practically, all of them are worshippers of Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayana. It's not very much different, but little distinction. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has summarized all of them. Achinta Vedavita. Inconceivable, one and different, simultaneous. Maya is different from Krishna, at the same time not different from Krishna. Because Maya has no separate existence, therefore not different from Krishna. But Maya, when she plays differently, different from Krishna. Just like jail department is a criminal department of the government. Therefore, this department is not different from the government. But that does not mean the government is criminal. This is the way. Criminal department is not different from government. But that does not mean government is free. Similarly, Maya is not different from Krishna. That does not mean that Krishna is under her.
Controlling Maya.
Yes. Krishna has got connection with Maya as controller. And we have got connection with Maya as control. There is a difference. And in a broader sense, nothing is different from Krishna. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Vasthani sarvabhutani naham teshu avasthita. Everything is resting on me, but I am not there. Same example. Criminal department is resting on the God, but the government is not seen. This is called Achinta Vidarata. Simultaneously, one and different, impossible by us. The Vishishtad Daito Ramanujarya. He says that God, Maya and Jeev altogether has to be true. That is called Vishishtad Daito.
That is Ramanujarya.
Yes, Ramanujarya. And Madhyacharya Daito Bhava, God is different from Jeev, Maya. That is Deshara. And someone, Vitya Deshara, different and non-different, like Achyuta Veda. This way, different acharyas have explained the same thing in a very explicit way, according to them. But all of them are Vaishnava.
Are all these sampradayas still bona fide at the present time?
No, some of them are mixed. Now, Gauri Vaishnava, there are many Mayavadis. There are many Mayavadis. This Babaji is almost Mayavadi. Oh, yes.
In the Bhagavad Gita it says that just as the birds fly in the air, according to their capacity for the great soul phases, they explain absolute truth according to their realization. So is this why the different acharyas explain different concepts?
Not different concepts, in different ways.
Is it because of the realization?
You can't understand who they have all the respect. That is, this is Tadvaita, Maya, Jeev, and Krishna taken together. They are one. Diversity and unity. They are all one, but there is diversity. The university department, the criminal department, the judicial department, there are so many departments of the government, but altogether they are one. This is the Brahma. There is only one Brahma. Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. It is not doing anything. You have to understand that this is our garment. But a garment is not there. Not that. Because if you say this children's department is also garment, and that does what the whole garment is appearing. Garment is not at all. It has nothing to do with the clearance. But the department is garment. What is there? How do you adjust?
Well, Mahaprabhu, he has explained it clearly.
Because government maintains the criminal department, it should not be understood that government is under criminal. Because Krishna maintains Maya, that does not mean Krishna is under. Maya anta tada apasraya vyasdesha. Maya and Krishna together. The Maya is the bad side. Apasraya.
Adharma,
you need to describe as the best side of Krishna. As I was my best side. Dharma, one side of Krishna is called dharma. The back side of Krishna is adharma. That means adharma is also there in Krishna. And because adharma is also maintained by Krishna. And Krishna is not other. Krishna is not other. The Mayavadi philosophy, there is no difference between Maya and Krishna. There are so many philosophical opinions. But we take a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conclusion, Achinta Veda, simultaneously one and two. Because Maya is maintained by Krishna, therefore there is no difference between Krishna and Maya. But still, Krishna is not under Maya. What is the difficulty to understand? Another example can be that now here is darkness. But the sun is also there. Within the Guru, the sun is there and the darkness is there. But sun is not under darkness. At the present moment, the darkness is there and the sun is also there. This darkness means the absence of sun. So it is related with sun. Because there is no sun, it is dark. Therefore the darkness is dependent on sun. The sun is not dependent on the dark. Because there is some barrier, some obstacle, for passing the sunlight on this earth. This earth is now dark. So the darkness has no independent existence. In other words, because the sunlight is shed, therefore there is dark. So darkness is not important. Neither darkness, this darkness can cover the sun. Otherwise, if darkness is also there, my sun is also there. My sun is not affected by that. We are affected in portion of the fractional part of Krishna's body. Part and parcel. It covers. Exactly. There are never clear conditions. Krishna is never under material. The Mayavadi philosopher will say, because Krishna has come before us. Very good. Because Krishna has come here. Therefore, he is also in that. That is Mayavadi philosopher. Suppose the governor goes to inspect the jail. The prisoner says, oh, governor is also here. So he has come to this day. So what is the difference between him and me? Abhijana Mahana Mungaha. Immediately. He is already Mura. He becomes more Mura. That's not come. That's why Dr. Radha Krishna says, not to Krishna. But something within. Because he thinks Krishna is just like us. He does not know what is Krishna. He thinks he has to write comment on Krishna's side. He becomes more mula. Krishna becomes elect, he becomes mula. Without knowing Krishna, he describes. So we should not say, what is Krishna from such Mura? Dr. Sanatana Goswami has forbidden not to hear from the Avishna who does not know Krishna. Avishna Anusatkhinna Puta Harikam Hapatam Savanam. A Vaishnava cannot describe Krishna. Not neither by his description one can understand Krishna.
What about that Ram Krishna? When I was in South India, I met many people. They seemed to place so much faith upon him. But by seeing this philosophy that they are propounding, it is not so much sound. This Ram Krishna, what is the faith of such kind of person? What is the actual faith? Definition.
Ram Krishna. Mission.
If you go to a quack,
so that is your response. There are many doctors. You still go to a quack. What is that? That is your response. When you go to a quack, if there is only doctor.
He just led so many people.
Everyone listening is there already, but why should you be looking?
I am not misled.
No, I look to say, a person who is misled, then he is saying, what is the value of this? You are misled, he is misled, I want to talk about it. And if we talk, if we tell the truth, then people in the end, Uttai Upadesha Rita, Ramhe, you cannot pacify a rascal and give him good respect, give him more energy. Better I watch.
Mr. Prabhupada, you said by his description he cannot be understood. Do you mean by Adhoksaja? You said by his description he cannot be understood.
By his description?
You were just saying that.
Yeah. Adhopada means you cannot describe by your sense perception. the sky, this is a thing you can describe. This is white, this is solid, this is just as so many things you can describe by skin, by taste. Krishna is not like that. Therefore, these many other things. God, you can describe this thing material, because it is material. But Krishna is not material. Therefore, by our material senses, we cannot describe. Whatever we are describing about Krishna, we are describing from Krishna. Not that by our knowledge we are describing. Therefore, it is all of it. It cannot be described by my blunt senses. That is all. We describe Krishna as he describes himself. We don't describe body or sense person. We say Krishna is the supreme because we understand from Krishna. Krishna says the answer. Now, argument maybe that everyone can say I am supreme. Then everyone should be accepted. That is why, no, it must be confirmed by the Acharya. That is from Prabhupada. Krishna says supreme, and Krishna is confirmed as supreme by that day, by Narada, by the Acharya, by Chaitanya. So we are smoked, you know. What is the reason? Krishna says I am supreme, and he accepted by our predication, Acharya. What is the reason? Where is the difficulty? Where is the difficulty?
In the book, Lord Chaitanya, the chapter explains the octave of appearance. And it says that when Vyasa appeared, there was an interchange of the millennium, where the third millennium appeared before the second. And I never understood that.
Dapa means in the beginning of Dapa.
It says that there was an interchange of the millenniums. The third millennium appeared before the second millennium.
Yes.
Or the octave of appearance.
Hey, Dapara means the second millennium. And Treta means third millennium. So, in the beginning of Dapara, he appears. On stage, the example is given. It's like the tree begins from the root. And the top of the tree is called top. But actually there is no top. The top is the root. It is beginning from there. In this way there are some descriptions. How long it will remain, so. No light?
And Radhu Bhavta. So I just wondered, I was wondering that we chant this prayer from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rama Radhu Bhavta.
Rama Radhu
Bhavta. Rama Radhu Bhavta. And then Radhu Bhavta, does that mean
a Radhu Bhavta? Radhu Bhavta. Yes. Radhu Bhavta. From Radhu
Bhavta. So we chant to Balarama or Ramchandra. That's where I said Balaram, the Lord Ramachandra, the Ram of the Ram.
No, when you say Rama Raghava, it means Lord Ramachandra. That's what you say, Rama Raghava.
In Hyderabad, there was a conjecture that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama.
Why didn't you open that?
That Hare Rama, does it mean Radha Ramana, or does it mean Balaram?
No. Rama. Hare Rama. Rama, when so enjoys, enjoy, Ramante. Ramante, Govina, Anante, Satyarami, Siddhapa, Iti Rama. Rama means Ramana, also enjoy. Rama means Lord Rakshanta. Rama means Varada. So, a different position in the text.
And also, someone...
You say Radha Rama.
Yes.
You can say Radha Rama. The same thing. Radha Rama and Radha Rama. Now, if he was a Rama, can come Radha.
Many people say that Radharani does not appear in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's no mention.
Okay.
Yes. I want to try to explain to somebody where does it mention exactly?
Anaya Radhate. Anaya Radhate. And the Gopi saw the Krishna as the shepherd of Radha, then they understood that he worships Krishna more than any. So the gopi who worships Krishna and respects Krishna more than others, that is Radha. Aradhe, Aradhate. It is Radha. Radha, Aradha. So the gopi who worships Radharani more than other gopis, he sees her. So how can you say that there is no mention of Radharani? Because we have to follow, not some of the people, we have to follow the Goswami, the Acharya.
About 3 months ago, I wrote that a man wanted to donate some land to us in Bihar, about 25 acres.
Mm.
He's just given me again today about that.
Mm.
He says, my dear Sri Swamiji, I received your letter dated the 21st September 1972 along the document proposed therewith. I sent him our constitution, rules, regulations, memorandum of association, I'll be extremely happy to donate land for construction of the temple, its upkeep, and devotional activities of your society. The government of Bihar has in the meanwhile, promulgated an ordinance banning transfer of lands. I, however, hope that the difficulties created by the ordinance, through Lord Krishna's grace, can be overcome. The land can be transferred with the permission of the collector, Sahabad, but someone on behalf of the society will have to approach him for this permission. I'll be obliged if you could send me a list of vice members of the society. Could you also send me a copy of the latest annual statements of income and expenditures of the society? This will enable me to have some idea of the society's financial position and its activities. Yours in service of the Lord, Elder Al.
That's what I'm saying out there. Who's that is there? You can have a very nice. I wake up from that.
Yes.
So you can accept man anywhere, provided you have a sort of head teacher. That is all this. You can start a center anywhere, provided you can preach. That is our mission. It is not our mission to own some land. What we shall do is that.
So then we simply be for Swami and earning some income.
Anywhere. Your income is not our mission. Our mission is to preach. Income is required to maintain. So, suppose we get some land, we must be a preaching center. If we do all, then we cannot avoid our preaching.
This land is situated by a small village. It's not a populated area.
It may not be populated here, area, but you must have a center so that people may come there.
Yes, he wants a small temple there so that the local people may come. Benefit by the temple.
That's why we require a preacher.
Yes.
At least one true preacher.
Yes.
And then we can. So we prefer to go there. And we'll preach. We do not know the language. I will preach. Then you must understand English.
Yes.
Then I will preach. I shall find out the preacher. One, two, three, four preachers. Then we can manage. Otherwise, very few are sitting there. You still must be there. Or are you going to plow in that land? Very few. But I'm going side by side. He's supervising the building construction at the same time. That's right. But he has not gone there to plow. That is not reason.
Somebody said, Jai Pataka Ali.
Who's this? What is the meaning of Ali?
Because all the Mohammedans say their name is Ali, and they're the culture, the agriculture. So he's bowing next to them side by side. That's not
my friend. That's not my friend. What do you mean? The gopis and someone sister has blessed me to become
a gopi. Krishna?
Hare
Krishna?
Yes. What is it?
One of the Mohammedan farmers there was describing how he met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He used to walk into the Mohammedan village, and he said when he was a little boy, he patted him on the head. Bhaktisiddhanta patted him on the head. And he said that wherever Bhaktisiddhanta used to sit down, it seemed like the whole scenery was centered around him. He was so magnificent. And he was telling, he tied up his cloth like a sannyasi, and he showed how he used to walk into the village. And he wouldn't look at anything directly, but he would be looking at it.
understand they liked him very much because he would even take water from the hands of his
dad.
Right.
Nice. Nice.
In fact, this Mohammed's father owned the land which is on Srivastava. And he gave it to Bhaktisiddhanta free because they had lots of land at that time. So he gave it to us.
So they are coming and taking Sudana,
yes?
Yes. So they don't know it?
Yes. They say Hare Krishna was.
Oh, definitely. And if you like, you can stay there. Anyway.
Very sublime.
Mm-hmm.
That's very sublime.
Yes. Before starting this movement, I was always thinking that there are communist parties, there are so many political parties, and we cannot form any party. Our method is so nice. Chant Hare Krishna, dance and take us. So, what is the result of forming a party? Hare Krishna party. So now it has come, the formation will expand this formation. Please come, chant Hare Krishna, dance and take Krishna. What is the difficulty? And gradually, when he settles up, he'll understand it well. Not at all. In the beginning, he's not understanding. What is that? Mouse? Your mouse.
She passed under your feet and then she went away.
Of Mahabhagavat, she is kind of a mouse.
Giving entity?
Such a bhakti bhakti.
No, no. That's very useful. She has gotten different grace on it. Suppose there are many gentlemen who don't see the grace. You see, so many gentlemen are free. Don't distinguish them because one has got different grace from another. Similarly, Pandita knows, Pandita who is Dharma, he sees that everyone is Krishna's part and parcel, but he's playing differently, just like an actor on the stage, but you can't get them. Otherwise, the one.
When the part and parcel is acting very much in ignorance, and suppose, like for example, it is trying to take away your
prasadam,
or it's trying to bite you or something like that, then
you take care. That's all. But you must see that he's part of person. That's why your child, somebody is doing some mischief, and he will discard him. You take care. And you take care that the child may not commit any addiction. That's your business. But you cannot say, because the child is creating some disturbance, cut it off.
So there are mosquitoes who are troubling.
Similarly. If there are mosquitoes, you have a mosquito pattern, but you cannot kill them. That is the
principle. Yes.
Anyone. You take precautions. You have got human brain. You take precaution that they may not create mischief. But they are by nature, they have got a body of like that. Because they have got a different body, they cannot kill them. Although, on this way, when one is aggressive, you can kill. But these animals, although they are aggressive, they have no intelligence.
then example, the child is committing his sin because it has no intelligence. And because it has no intelligence, therefore it cannot kill. That should be our position. These animals, even ferocious animals, they are all different parts and parcels of God. You should see like that. But because they are under defense, the equilibrium of the mind. So, you know them, that they are part and parcel of the song, but behave with them differently, as far as possible, not by killing. Killing means he has been given the body to undergo the imprisonment for certain time. If you kill, then you prolong the time. He has to again accept that body. You become criminal justice because you are taking in his business. And a major prey, he has been engaged in a certain type of business. If you kill, he is not killed, but he has to take another body. Therefore, you are taking his promise. It's like he cannot interfere with anyone's business and criminal. So many laws of nature, laws of God, they are so fine that imperfectly we are committing so many sinful actions. But if you keep yourself surrendered to Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, Krishna protects you, but you become subject to the criminality. Aṁ kvā sarva pāpe vā mokṣaṁ. Suppose you are walking on the street, you are killing so many animals. But the devotee is protected by you. His non-devotee is becoming subject to the criminal acts of killing. That is the difference. You are killing us. An ordinary man also killing. But you are killing not knowingly. You are going on Krishna's business for preaching. So, you are killing, but because you are going to Krishna's business, Krishna is protecting you from the sinful act. That is the difference. But the sinful action is there. And then devotee and non-devotee. But the devotee willingly does not do any sinful activity. If there is some sinful activity in course of his business, and then he is protected. Therefore, the conclusion is to save oneself from all kinds of nonsense sinful activity must become to someone, otherwise, he is subject to this. This is the concept. Unless you become Krishna conscious, he is subject to so many criminal acts in separateness. Even knowing your unknowing. So, Krishna naam parabhai arkham niche, palaibhai parabhai joma se puche. The Jomara act is not in Jomara as you have done by simple act. You have to punish. You do not know. That's why the police take note of your past. Next day you have to go to the court. Why did you not know it? And it happened. So you have no other alternative than to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise you will spoil our police action. So many things. Tell them, friend. If you don't become Krishna conscious, then your life is gone. However, you may be learned and very scholar. Palaivar Patna, Jomar se Dichi, he is not in love. Neither you can commit sinful activities because Krishna is
No, that is our benefit from it. Krishna is giving you protection for your criminal activities, which has been done in course of executing Krishna's order or under. That is not helpful. Therefore, Krishna will use it. But if you think, let me do something criminal for myself, that will get done. Krishna is there, I will protect. That's a good statement. Namna gola desvari pavabhut. That is not my speech.
Sometimes the devotee falls into Maya, does Krishna protect him then?
Yes. It is actually, but it is cheating. Krishna. Going. He's going to some simple activities and it's cheating. The spiritual master and Krishna. I am going to chant Hare Krishna. That's what he is teaching. And see Krishna. That is not
that. He is cheating himself.
Yes. You cannot cheat Krishna. That's right. He don't know what to do. He wanted to cheat Krishna. He did not die. But he cheated himself. He forgot to ask for one benediction that I shall not die on the lap of Yama. That is for what? It is not very forgetful. Bhakta, you think Gyanu Apoharan. While you are sitting playing tree, Krishna played a tree that he forgot to ask for this benediction. This is the explanation. People ask that how Krishna makes one forgetful. He has got some business to make him forgetful. Not in that purpose. Krishna Hiranyakashipu was forgetful to ask his benediction that I shall not die even on the lap of Vishnu. How you can do? There are so many tricks of Krishna. And how many you can remember? But these rascals, they think that we are more intelligent than Krishna. That is religion. He never is more intelligent than that is his position. But he thinks that he is more intelligent than Krishna. That is illusion. He thinks that by this way I can play trick with Krishna. And that is impossible. He cannot play trick with Krishna. That is not possible. You must be very clean and open to Krishna, sincere servant. That is our business. Then all protection is
there. What if someone wants to do service to Krishna? They say, if I need to do this service, I must destroy my god brother. There's no reason. Doesn't matter if I hurt my god brother, Krishna is protecting me. They will not say anything.
How can you extract your god brother? He's also engaged in some Krishna's business. How can you extract him? So God brother is not an ordinary human being. He is also friendly. How you can exploit another friend for your advancement? That is self-giving. There is no question of exploiting. As soon as there is question of exploiting, that is self-giving. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing as exploitation. Simply cooperation and appreciation. That is spiritual.
that there is practice there, there should be exalted. Oh, my Bhagavad is something. He's doing so much. This is not envy. In material life, if somebody does something more than others, then you saw. There's envy. So there's open affection. So, like, Prabhupada, this world is so nice, it's doing so nicely. How we can do it? That is appreciation and exaltation. That is very simple. You cannot become envy.
There are also competition in spiritual world. Competition?
Yes, competition. That's like here, you know, my this devotee has advanced so much. I cannot do. Let me follow his footsteps so that I can do. That's not competition. I don't
know.
What are you doing?
I don't
know.
Alternating currents.
Hey?
Alternating on and off. So he has to give one man to his children to work. So he said that how can I work for it? I mean, come on, Jagatapita has told me. Well, I will teach you. I will teach you in Dharma. So I am secure. So what is that? He, the thing is not a system. Just learn three words. What is that? Key? Yes, no reason. Very simple. Yes, no reason. I get up all the way, 2 years ago.
Thakur Ji will say,
no.
Thakur Ji will say, very good. He taught in three words that when your master will say something first, he says, yes. And again, Thakur Ji will say, no. Thakur Ji, if he again speak something, then say, very good. So he learned three words. Yes, now very good. So after this Ujjam Tolega said, and I'm being silent, after we get a genie, Pujapasa, you are missing something. He asked the silent, why is my dad saying? You have taken? Yes. আমি জিনিসটা দেখতে পাচ্ছি না, তুমি নিয়েছো কি? বলে ইয়েস, মানে তো জানেন, নিয়ে থাকা তো নিয়ে আসবে না, আমি গিয়ে তো খুলে very good. So in the police case, there are police here. So there is a key. So there is a job to make a song. So we need to talk about it. I can't hear the sound. I am going to police. So yes, no, very on my view, when the visitors came here, physical assistant, they could not bring so many visitors. They had to manage office. So, any man simply, my yes, no, very good, he'd get it.